That's, there were these two coins, and the bloke had tossed them in the air, and you had to bet on how they'd come down.
Right. And you kept betting they wouldn't come down at all. Said it was bound to happen sooner or later. You got good odds, though.
I lost all the money Mad gave me?
Yep.
How was I paying for my beer, then?
The blokes was queuing up to buy it for you. They said you were better than a day at the races.
And then there was something about sheep. He looked horrified. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You said, strain the fraying crones a dollar a time for giving a sheep a haircut. I could do a beaut soft job like that with my eyes shut. Too right, no flaming worries, boy. Off bonds a shoot through ye gods, this is good beer.
Oh, gods. Did anyone hit me?
Nah, mate. They reckoned you were a good sport. Especially when you wagered 500 squids, you could beat their best man at shearing.
I couldn't have done that. I'm not a betting man.
Well, I am, and if you've been shooting a line, I wouldn't give a tuppence for your chances, Rinso.
Rinso? Said Rincewind weakly. He looked at his beer glass. What's in this stuff?
Your mate Mad said you were this big wizard and could kill people by just pointing at them and shouting, said Crocodile. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Rincewind looked up desperately, and his eye caught the Rue Beer poster. It showed some of the damn silly trees they had there, and the arid red earth, and nothing else.
Huh? What's that?
Said the Crocodile. What happened to the kangaroo? Rincewind said hoarsely.
What kangaroo?
There was a kangaroo on that poster last night, wasn't there? Crocodile peered at the poster.
I'm better at smell, he admitted at last. But I got to admit it, it smells like it's gone.
Something very strange is going on here, said Rincewind. This is a very strange country.
We got an opera house, Crocodile volunteered. That's culture.
And 93 words for being sick?
Yeah, well, we're a very vocal people.
Did I really bet 500, what was it?
Squids.
Squids I haven't got.
Yep.
So I'll probably get killed if I lose, right?
Nah worries.
I wish people had stopped saying that. He caught sight of the poster again. That kangaroo's back! The Crocodile turned around awkwardly, walked up to the poster and sniffed.
Could be, he said cautiously.
And it's facing the wrong way.
Take it easy, mate, said Crocodile Dongo, looking concerned.
Rincewind shuddered. You're right, he said. It's the heat and the flies getting to me. It must be.
Dongo poured him another beer.
Ah, well, beer's good for the heat, he said. Can't do anything about the bloody flies, though.
Rincewind started a nod and stopped. He removed his hat and looked at it critically. Then he waved a hand up and down in front of his face, temporarily dislodging a few flies. Finally, he looked thoughtfully at a row of bottles.
Got any string, he said.
After a few experiments and some mild concussion, Dongo advanced the opinion that it'd be better with just the corks. The luggage was lost. Usually it could find its way anywhere in time and space, but trying to do that now was like a man trying to keep his footing on two moving walkways heading in opposite directions, and it simply couldn't cope. It knew it had been stuck underground for a long time, but it also knew that it had been stuck underground for about 5 minutes. The luggage had no brain as such, even though an outsider might well get the impression that it could think. What it did do was react, in quite complex ways, to its environment. Usually this involved finding something to kick, as is the case with most sapient creatures. Currently it was ambling along a dusty track. Occasionally its lid would snap at flies, but without much enthusiasm. Its opal coating glowed in the sunlight.
Oh, isn't that pretty? Fetch it here, you two.
It paid no attention to the brightly coloured cart that stopped a little way along the track. It was possibly aware at some level that people had got out and were staring at it, but it didn't resist when they appeared to reach a decision and lifted it onto the cart. It didn't know where it had to go, and since it also didn't know where this cart was going, perhaps it would take it there. It waited a decent while after it had been put down, and then took in its surroundings. It had been stacked up by a lot of other boxes and suitcases, which was comforting. After 5 minutes spent being underground for millions of years, the luggage felt that it was due some quality time. And it didn't even resist when someone opened its lid and filled it up with shoes. Quite large shoes, the luggage noticed, and many of them with interesting heels and inventive ways with silk and sequins.